By Barry Howard Minkin. Black Lives Matter and My Body My Choice Well It Depends. We know woke idiots from the left and victimization and divisty mob having their latest temper tantrum of Roe vs. Wade are fanatics to their secular religion, an oxymoron but true. We know they are so faithful to their religious dogma that science and facts are terms that they don't understand or accept. They scoff at traditional religions believing in an unseen God, but those believers at least have the wonder of world around them to reinforce their beliefs. On the other hand, how otherworldly, or totally insane, do you to believe that biologically born men have babies and menstruate, therefore that tampons are legally required in men's bathrooms in Oregon and California? To make things worse, for political gain along comes the treasonous Roe vs. Wade leak, likely from a law clerk with a wink from a justice, perhaps one celebrating Cinco de Mayo today. An emergency aftermath of the leak is having to pick the woke babies having a hussy fit off the floor, take them to a safe space, give them warm milk and cookies, brush their purple hair, polish their piercings and hold them talking softly. We will tell them that they have no reason to be upset and worry and explain in baby terms what the grown-ups are saying. Simply put, since abortion is not a right or even mentioned in the Constitution, so it is up to the elected people's representatives, not appointed judges, to decide when to kill the baby. It's just a bureaucratic technicality. Indeed, don't worry, since black lives don't really matter, the blue state will continue to put most of their abortion clinics and perform most abortions in black neighborhoods, as Margaret Sanger understood. Black baby mamas and their absent criminal baby daddies will continue to have a choice: keep having kids and boasting your welfare payments, or going anytime to the corner abortion clinic up to abort instead of paying for a kid's first birthday party. Indeed, the crying, brainwashed, woke babies should know that the blue states will double down to save us from not using contraception. Indeed, women won't ever even need to buy birth control pills, since the states will vote to have abortion clinics as available as Starbucks. Abortion travel is an opportunity to help blue states recover from their failed draconian China virus policy. Already, Amazon is planning to pay employees for out-of-state travel for abortions. The red states want to know what happened to My Body My Choice when millions were forced to take experimental vaccines against their will or be terminated? In this divisive debate, we should look for areas of agreement. For example, the red states also support and want more blue state abortions, since it will reduce their voter and welfare rolls, as well as homelessness, drug addiction and crimes. Moreover, climate activists should know that reducing population growth is the key for reducing carbon emissions. So you see, my woke friends, we are all supportive of you not bringing kids confused about their sex, poisoned by your anti-American, racist color over merit dogma into this world. So my dear snowflakes, dry up those tears.